I would like you to close your eyes for a minute. Try not to fall asleep. Just close your eyes. Now, I want you to think for a minute about nothing. You see nothing. Just focus on the darkness of nothing. Now, listen to what the Bible says in Genesis 1. In the beginning, the earth was empty and had no form. In the beginning, God created the sky and the earth. Darkness covered the ocean, and God's Spirit was moving over the water. Then God said, "Let there be light." Now open your eyes. And there was light. Isn't it fun to use your whole body to read Scripture? One of the signs and wonders of God is all of the created world around us. Even light. Have you thought about how amazing light is? If you've been here in the last year, I hope you have a few times thought about light, as it's something that I like to talk a lot about. It's always the most amazing when we have been in the dark, but light is amazing in so many ways. There are different kinds of light. There's candlelight, firelight, sunlight, moonlight, the light in the beginning of the day on a building, the light through a stained glass window at the end of a day, the sunset over the ocean, white lights, and the colored lights of a rainbow, or maybe even two. I was at a concert this week and noticed how they changed the lights. And just changing the color and the number of the lights changed the mood of the song and the room, and even my mood as I was sitting there. Light is a wonder. And God created the light. He is a God of wonder. But God didn't stop with just light, right? He went on to create so many other things in the earth and the sky, the seas, and then plants. Listen to what it says further in Genesis 1. Then God said, "Let the earth produce plants. Some plants will make grains for seeds. Others will make fruit with seeds in it. Every seed will produce more of its own kind of plant." And it happened. Have you ever stopped to think about seeds? About what is in a tiny seed? It doesn't seem big enough to have anything inside of it, right? It's so small, and small seems like it would not be powerful or wouldn't be important. But what comes out of a seed? So many things, right? Apples and cucumbers and beans and bananas and oranges and flowers and trees. I love how the Bible says these seeds will make so many different kinds of things. And when I look at all the different kinds of seeds and all the different kinds of plants and trees and vegetables and fruits, I sit in wonder. How could that happen? And what kind of a God would be so creative to think, "I'll make all the living things come from tiny seeds"? Let's make these different seeds grow different kinds of things after they're planted in the dirt and add some sun and water. And then all of them are going to look different, taste different. Some will grow small, some will grow tall, some will have flowers of all different colors. Others will have leaves of dark green or light green, and the leaves will be different shapes, and the bark will be different shape. My kids and I, when I was homeschooling, had a book called Trees of Michigan, and we would go walk around outside, and I discovered that you can decide what kind of tree it is by looking at the bark and the leaves, right? I never knew how many different kinds of leaves there are, and that some leaves grow alternating and some grow together, opposite. Every tree starts as a seed, a small seed. Now, I have some beautiful trees by my house, and I love to walk on the path and just look up and see the light and the trees. I love to sit and wonder of God's creation. And these trees are pretty tall, but they're not even the tallest trees there are, right? When I was a child, I got to see some of the largest trees, which are actually in our very own country in the United States. And Ken and Diana Smith have just recently been there and posted pictures. I haven't even asked their permission to show them, but I figure if they're on Facebook, they're public, right? But I want you to look at them and see just how big these trees are. There is Diana and Ken. Diana looking up at the base of the tree, Ken inside the tree. The next one, there's Diana next to one that has come down. That's a big tree, friends. But how did it all start? It still started from one seed, right? I think there's one more picture there. Can't even see the top of it. Ken tried to take a picture looking up. Our God is a God of signs and wonders. We can just look around at the light and the trees and say, wow, it's good. We can also give God praise. When we see those signs and wonders, we can praise God because he is a God of signs and wonders. He created the earth and everything in it. He thinks of the most wonderful things. He makes the most beautiful things. The kids in VBS this week learned a memory verse, Acts 17:27. And in the International Children's Bible, it goes like this. God wanted people to look for him and perhaps search all around for him and find him. But he is not far from any of us. We wanted the kids to think about how big God is, but also that he is closer than we can even imagine. In fact, the very next verse in that passage, verse 28, says, "In him, in God, we live and move and have our being." I was thinking about a lot this week how it is that we breathe. How as soon as we are born, the doctors look for that first breath, right? And then the next few. And nobody teaches us how to breathe. It's our life. Can we sit and wonder for a minute about that? That you breathe all day long, every day, even while you're asleep, you are breathing. One of the regular testimonies back when I preached at Advent House, a place for homeless and those with very few economic resources, every time when I asked for a testimony, at least one person would stand up and say, "I thank God that he woke me up this morning." There was this sense of gratitude for the breath of life, for consciousness, for getting another day that many of us just rush right past and don't even think about. It's a gift. We cannot make ourselves breathe. Every one of us, each time we take a breath, we are a sign and a wonder. I am a sign and a wonder. You're a sign and a wonder. God is life and breath. In him we live and move and have our being. And what I even love more about God and having the Bible is that we know that God moves even beyond creation to show us his signs of wonders. If you were to look at John chapter 1, starting at verse 1, we see another version of the creation story. Do you remember how John 1:1 starts? It sounds a lot like Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, and this time the gospel writer John says, in the beginning was the Word, The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him. Nothing was made without him. In him, there was life. That life was light for the people of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered the light. So who was the Word? Jesus. And how is he described in this passage? Two words, light and life. Didn't we just talk about that in creation? God created the light and God created living things. And in the Gospels, we see that Jesus is those things, light and life. In Jesus is life and light. And John continues by saying, the Word became a man and lived among us. And to all who believed him and received him, he gave the right to become children of God. Now here's the beautiful thing, friends. Jesus is really special this way. He created us. He created the world and he gave it all to us. He is our very breath and our life and our light. But do you know he does not force himself on us? He does not force us to listen, to love, or to follow him. He offers us his signs and his wonders. He reaches out his hand. He offers us, it says further in John 1, grace and truth, and he waits for us to reach back out to him. He waits for us to receive his grace and his truth. And in the meantime, he keeps shining his light on us. He keeps giving us the breath of life. He keeps waiting. He wants all of us to be his children. He wants all of us to follow him and to find his good life. The question is, do we see Jesus? Do we receive him? Do we follow? Sometimes I think we get a little lazy about this. We go into a kind of autopilot mode. Yeah, I accept Jesus a long time ago. I read my Bible. I mean, most of the time. I'm a good person overall. I don't break any laws. Today, I just simply invite you to drink in the wonder of Jesus, to ask Jesus once again to show how you live and move and have your being in him. I invite you to sit with Jesus each day, maybe under a big tree, or in a special light at the beginning of the day or the end of the day. Or maybe sit with him while you are thinking about your breathing in and out and how miraculous it is. Sit with Jesus and ask him to speak grace and truth to you, to show you things about God and things about you that you have never seen before, to give you his eyes to see the people and the world around you, to show you once again the wonder of following him, because it is a wonderful way to live.